Mem Sahib Emma, based on Jane Austen's Emma and written by Tanika Gupta. Part 1.
Papa, you look so downcast.
Poor Miss Taylor. Sad business.
Oh, but it was such a lovely wedding.
She will live to regret it. Leaving us, that is. Chai?
No, thank you. No, really, Papa. You know that I cannot agree with you there. Weston Sahib is such a good-humoured, pleasant, excellent man that he thoroughly deserves a good wife.
I wish Mem Sahib Taylor were here again.
Would you have had Mem Sahib Taylor live with us forever and bear all my odd humours when she might have a house of her own?
A house of her own? Mm. But where is the advantage in that? This is 3 times as large. And you never have any odd humours, Betty.
Thank you, Ali. Roy Dada. How is the city?
Kolkata is ever growing. New buildings and avenues everywhere. And the English are getting greedier.
Oh, dear. Only last month they put the levy up on my lands.
Mine too. Mr. Weston was very apologetic. He may well be the agent for the East India Company, but says it is out of his hands.
Shocking. Sit. Some chai?
Thank you.
Let me.
It is very kind of you to come and visit us at such a late hour. I'm afraid you must have had a terrible walk. So baking and humid. And the mosquitoes usually eat me alive at this time of the year.
Not at all. I had a very pleasant walk. It is a beautiful moonlit night. Mm. I hope the wedding all went off tolerably well. How did you all behave? Who cried the most?
We all behaved charmingly. Everybody was punctual, everybody in their best clothes. Not a tear and hardly a long face to be seen. And we only live half a mile from the Western, so we're sure to see each other every day.
Emma, Betty bears everything so well, but Roy Babu, she is really sorry to lose poor Mem Sahib Taylor. And I am sure she will miss her more than she thinks. She came to this house as the girl's English governess when Emma was just 4 years old, and she stayed for 16 years.
It is impossible that Emma should not miss such a companion. But she knows how much the marriage is to Mem Sahib Taylor's advantage. She knows how acceptable it must be at Mem Sahib Taylor's time of life to be settled in a house of her own, secured of a comfortable provision. Every friend of Mem Sahib Taylor must be glad to have her so happily married.
And you forget one considerable joy to me, which is that I made the match myself. It is true. 4 years ago, I made the match. And to have it take place when so many people said that Weston Sahib would never remarry proves me right.
Betty, I wish you wouldn't arrange marriages.
I promise not to arrange a marriage for myself, Papa. But I must indeed for other people. It is the greatest amusement in the world, especially after such success.
Success supposes endeavor. If your success depends only on you saying to yourself idly one day, I think it would be a good thing for Mem Sahib Taylor if Weston Sahib were to marry her. Where is your merit? Mm. What are you proud of? You made a lucky guess, and that is all that can be said about that.
And have you never known the pleasure and triumph of a lucky guess? A lucky guess is never merely luck. If I had not promoted Weston's visits here and given many little encouragements, it might not have come to anything after all.
A straightforward, open-hearted man like Weston and a rational, unaffected woman like Mem Sahib Taylor may be safely left to manage their own concerns. Mm. They are both English people living in a foreign country, and so they naturally gravitated easily towards each other.
There are many worthy Englishmen and women living here. They could have picked anyone.
Emma, Betty, do not arrange any more marriages. They are silly things and break up one's family circle grievously.
Only one more, Papa. I must look for a wife for Sahib Elton.
Oh, the English vicar? Why him?
Oh, poor Sahib Elton. You like him, Papa. He has been here a whole year and has fitted up his house so comfortably. I noticed today when he was joining the Weston's hand, he looked so very much as if he would like to have the same kind of office done for him.
Elton Sahib is a pretty young Englishman and I have a high regard for him, but he is a man of the cloth. And those Christians can be complicated. If you want to show him any attention, Emma, Betty, ask him to come and dine with us someday. That will show him some kindness. And I'm sure Roy Babu will be so kind as to meet him.
With pleasure. Invite him to dinner, Emma. I agree with your papa that it will be a much better thing than fixing him up with a wife. Yes. Serve him up with the best Bengali fish and lamb biryani, but leave him to serve himself when it comes to choosing a wife. A man of 6 or 7 and 20 can take care of himself.
I agree. Miss Bates and her mother are dining with us tomorrow evening. Please, join us, Roy Babu.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I have a lot of paperwork to see to. Perhaps later in the week?
Of course. Oh, Miss Bates, do let Emma help you to some more dal. I cannot recommend it highly enough. Not too spicy for your taste.
Thank you, Bhuttacharya Mohashai. And I do believe that Mama would rather like some more of the egg curry. Here, let me help you, Miss Bates.
Yes, yes, more egg. Our cook, Jamila, understands boiling an egg better than anyone else. But you must have two, Mrs. Bates. You need not be afraid. They are very small eggs.
Small eggs, Mother. Very refined English hens at Chandigarh. Thank you.
And your young friend.
Krishna Misra, Papa.
Yes, Krishna.
Oh, no, thank you. I am content with what I have on my plate.
We'll finish it up quickly and have some more, but not too much, as I would hate for such a good-looking girl to get ill with indigestion. Overeating is a deplorable Indian habit.
Papa, Krishna is the perfect picture of health.
We are in such a healthy spot, and Mrs. Goddard is so motherly to all her female students.
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Goddard has been very good and kind to me.
Her school is, of course, in high repute.
Deservedly so, and they all speak English so well.
I made many wonderful friends there. I am most grateful for being invited to dine here tonight. Bhuttacharya Mahashai, Emma Bhuttacharya.
Oh, Krishna, not so formal. You should think of me as your older sister. Please, call me Emma D. That is such an honor to be on first name terms with a high caste Brahmin. In fact, the Bhuttacharyas are the highest caste Brahmins in the whole of Brahmpur. No, perhaps Roy Babu is on the same level, caste-wise, but the Bhuttacharyas are the oldest. Oh, not that you are old, Mohashai Bhuttacharya.
I think Krishna and I will be great friends. I will introduce her into good society.
Is it not a great honor bestowed upon you, Krishna?
I am humbled and touched by your offer of friendship, Emma, but... I mean, Emma D.
Did I tell you? We have heard from my niece, Jane Fairfax. Ooh. Yes, a letter. I was reading it to Mama, for it is such a pleasure to her. A letter from Jane, that she can never hear it often enough. Indeed, here is the letter.
Excellent.
And since you are all so kind as to wish to hear what she says. But first of all, I really must do justice to Jane. Apologize for her writing such a short letter.
And you have no idea who your parents are, Krishna?
No, only what I was told. I was left as a child in the care of Mrs. Goddard's school by my guardian and have been lately raised from a scholar to a parlour boarder.
And did Mrs. Goddard convert you to Christianity?
It was stipulated that I was to remain a Hindu.
Aren't you curious to find out who your guardian is?
I asked Mrs. Goddard once, but she would not tell me any more than I already knew, and so I left the matter alone.
Well, I would be more curious to find out. There can be no doubt in my mind of your being a Bhadralok's daughter of high caste. Your surname, Misra, supports the supposition, and you must strengthen your claim to that station by everything within your power.
I am very content, and I have wonderful, true and loyal friends in Miss Bates, Mrs. Bates, and...
An Anglo-Indian spinster and her mother are hardly worthy companions to you.
But they have been so kind to me. And I just spent 6 weeks with my friends, the Chowdhuries. They are farmers in Grampur.
They are tenants of Roy Babu?
Yes, and they were so warm and welcoming. They have a nice bungalow, and Srimati Chowdhury has 2 sitting rooms and a servant, Hari, who has been living there for 25 years. And Shumit Chowdhury has 8 cows, and I was there when a calf was born. Oh. He let me name the calf, and I called it Nandi. Oh. Such a pretty cow. Shundari was my best and dearest friend at school, and we had such a wonderful 6 weeks together. I cried when I returned to Mrs. Goddard's. Not that I am not content there, but I miss the Chowdhuries. They made me feel part of the family. We had such a merry time together. All of us went for moonlit walks along the river, played games, and we went boating.
Chowdhury Babu is married?
Oh, no.
And what kind of a man is he?
Shumit, that's what I call him. He is so very good-humoured and obliging. He once went out of his way by 3 miles to get me some cashew nuts because I said I liked them.
Oh, did he now?
He can sing and he is so clever. Srimati Chowdhury once told me that it was impossible for anybody to be a better son, and therefore she knew whenever he married he would make a good husband. Not that she wanted him to marry. She was in no hurry at all.
What does he look like, this Chowdhury Babu?
Not handsome. Not at all handsome. I thought him very plain at first. And he's even darker than me. But I do not think him so plain now. Have you not seen him? He has passed you very often on his way to his fields.
That may be, and I may have seen him 50 times, but a young farmer is the very last sort of person to raise my curiosity. He is below my notice.
Yes, of course. It is not likely you should ever have observed him. Though he knows you very well indeed. I mean, by sight.
What do you imagine his age to be?
He was 24 the 8th of June, and my birthday is the 23rd. Just a fortnight and a day's difference.
That is too young to settle. His mother is perfectly right not to be in a hurry.
Oh, look!
Namaskar, Krishna, Srimati Bhattacharji.
Oh, Shumit, I wasn't expecting... How lovely to...
Pleasure to make your acquaintance. Chowdhury Babu.
The pleasure is all mine. It is a glorious day to be taking a walk along the shade of the riverbank.
Indeed it is. I will walk on a little, Krishna, and wait for you at the end of the path.
Namaskar, Mimshav. I don't usually walk upon this path.
Such a coincidence to bump into you. How are you and Shundari? And your dear Ma? Do send them my love.
They are well, but you promised you would come back and visit. Have you forgotten us already?
Oh, don't say that. How could I forget my delightful time at your home? Shumit, your hair has grown quite long.
You think I should cut it?
Yes, but this time, don't ask your sister. She is my best friend, but even I have to admit, she is terrible at cutting hair.
Remember last time? I was bald on one side.
Oh, yes.
You're not wearing flowers in your hair. You always used to.
That's because I don't have you to pick them for me.
Come and visit us again, and I will personally pick baskets of Rajanigandha for you.
Oh.
Ma, Shundari and myself talk of you so very often.
Do you?
We all miss you. And I particularly miss you because you were the only one who laughed at my jokes.
Oh, I'd better get back to Emadi.
Come and see us soon. Promise?
I will. Imagine that. Bumping into him when we were just talking of him. What do you think, Emadi?
He's very plain, undoubtedly, and very dark. I did not expect much, but I had no idea he could be so clownish, so totally without air.
To be sure, he is not high caste.
I think, Krishna, since you have been in my acquaintance, you have met some gentleman of superior standing to Chowdhury.
Certainly, he is not like Roy Babu. I see the difference, but Roy Babu is so very fine a man.
Oh, yes, you cannot compare the two men. That is unfair, but there are others. What say you to Sahib Elton?
But Sahib Elton is English.
He is a gentleman, unlike your Chowdhury, who is just a farmer.
Oh, Shumit doesn't actually work on the land. He runs the farm and has labourers to help him.
As he ages, he will be a completely gross, vulgar farmer, totally inattentive to appearances and thinking of nothing but profit and loss.
Will he? That would be bad.
On the other hand, Shahib Alton is good-humored, cheerful, obliging, and genteel. And he praised your good looks to me the other day.
Did he?
Association with the English is not altogether a bad thing. They do, after all, govern our affairs, and so our happiness as a nation is dependent on them.
I always thought Shahib Alton was very agreeable.
A bad thing. Do you really think so?
Mrs. Weston, this great intimacy between Emma and Krishna, I think it will do neither of them any good.
I have been seeing their friendship grow with the greatest of pleasure. Emma will have a close female companion, someone her own age.
I disagree, Mrs.
And
Weston.
I shall not allow you to be a fair judge on this case. You are too used to living alone, Mr. Roy.
True. But, no. Krishna knows nothing herself and looks upon Emma as knowing everything. She is a flatterer in all her ways, and Krishna will in turn be given false hope.
How so?
Krishna will grow just refined enough to become uncomfortable with those she grew up with. But she will never be accepted by Grandpa's society, not fully at least. Who is her father? Her mother?
Does all that really matter?
You know it does, Mrs. Weston. It is the same here as it is in England.
I cannot lament the acquaintance.
Have you met your stepson yet?
Frank? No. Oh, but I'm most anxious to do so. He wrote us a very good letter from Bombay, congratulating us on the union.
I find it hard to understand why he didn't come to your wedding. In our culture, it would be seen
as... Frank cannot command his own time. Mr. Weston is convinced that Frank will visit us soon, but I cannot be so sure. It depends entirely upon his aunt's spirits and pleasure, in short, upon her temper.
I have heard that Mrs. Churchill is a very odd-tempered woman.
She has a hold on Frank. After all, when his poor mother died, Mr. Weston could not care for an infant, and so Mrs. Churchill became his guardian. And I believe she loves him.
May I ask, why is he Frank Churchill and not Frank Weston?
I asked the same question. It seems that when Frank came of age, he chose to take the name of Churchill.
Why?
So he can be Mrs. Churchill's heir.
Ah, money.
How well Emma looked last night. Do you not think, Mr. Roy?
Very pretty, yes.
Say beautiful, rather. Such eyes, regular open countenance with a complexion. Oh, what a bloom of health.
I have not a fault to find with Emma's person. I think her all you describe. I love to look at her, and despite her beauty, she is not vain. I have a very sincere interest in Emma. I wonder what will become of her.
So do I. Very much.
She always declares she will never marry, which, of course, means nothing at all. But I have no idea that she has yet ever seen a man she cared for, and there is nobody here that would take her fancy. Of course, her father will never arrange a marriage for her. It would create difficulties for her.
Now, there I do agree with you. Mr. Bhattacharjee would not want Emma married, and there does indeed seem little to tempt her to break her resolution. At present.
Oh! The last of the monsoon rains.
I do hope so.
Shall we play old maid?
Oh, yes, let's. I had no idea that Indians played the same card games.
I did have an English governess all my life.
Which is why your English is so perfect, Miss Bhattacharjee.
Well, I hope you don't mind if I don't join in.
No.
My legs are rather cramped from sitting down so long.
Take a turn around the room, Krishna.
You have given Miss Misra all that she required. You have made her graceful and easy. She was a beautiful creature when she came to you, but in my opinion, the attractions you have added are infinitely superior to what you receive from nature. She is almost European in her demeanour. Before, she had a coarse, native feel to her.
I am glad you think I have been useful to her, but Krishna only needed drawing out and receiving a very few hints. I have done very little.
If it were admissible to contradict a lady... Oh, my pair.
Oh, I have perhaps given her a little more decision of character.
Exactly so skillful has been the hand.
Excuse me for a moment.
Shibe Alton, I should like to paint Krishna's portrait. 2 or 3 years ago, I had a great passion for painting portraits and attempted several of my friends. I was thought to be tolerably good.
Oh, let me entreat you. It would be a delight. I know what your drawings are. Is not this room rich in specimens of your landscapes and your flowers?
Oh, if you give me such kind encouragement, Shibe Alton, I believe I shall try what I can do. Oh, Pear. Krishna's features are very delicate, which makes a likeness difficult, and yet there is a peculiarity in the lines about the mouth which one ought to catch. And she has a look of great sweetness. Beautiful almond eyes and those long, dark lashes and such clear skin. Don't you think?
Yes. a real Bengali beauty. Pray attempt it. Oh, old maid.
I beg your pardon?
I think I've won this hand.
Oh.
Another game? I'll shuffle.
And I will go and fetch Krishna and make the proposal. Let us see if I can persuade her to sit for me. You must back me up, Shahid Alton.
We are of one mind, Miss Bhattacharjee.
There, Krishna. It is finished. Although how I managed to paint you with Shahib Alton fidgeting around me all the time.
He did seem rather overexcited.
We have all come down to the gardens to gaze upon your work of art.
According to Mr. Alton here, it rivals Leonardo da Vinci. If you will but see.
Oh. The expression of the eye is quite correct. A very sweet expression of a youthful smile. But Krishna does not have those eyebrows and eyelashes, though they make a pretty picture.
Do you think so? I cannot agree with you. It appears to me a most perfect resemblance in every feature. I never saw such a likeness in my life.
You have made her too tall, Emma.
Oh, no. Not too tall. Not in the least too tall. Consider she is sitting down, which naturally presents a different... Which, in short, gives exactly the idea, and the proportions must be preserved. It is a very European style of painting.
Oh, in that case, it must be perfect.
It is very pretty, so prettily done, just as your paintings always are, Betty. I do not know anyone who paints as well as you do. The only thing I do not thoroughly like is that she seems to be sitting out of doors. It is never safe to sit out of doors. What of the mosquitoes? The snakes?
You, sir, may say anything, but I must confess that I regard it as a most happy thought, the placing of Miss Misra out of doors, and the tree is touched with such inimitable spirit. Any other situation would have been much out of character. The naivety of Miss Misra's manners and altogether... Oh, it is most admirable. I cannot keep my eyes from it. I never saw such a likeness. I would never have thought that an Indian woman could paint with such exquisite detail.
Praise indeed, Emma. But you should get it framed. Otherwise, such an exquisite painting will curl and fade in the heat of this tropical climate.
And it will have to be done in Calcutta. There are no trustworthy framers here.
Exactly so, Mrs. Weston. The order must go through the hands of some intelligent person whose taste can be depended on. Oh, I know of an excellent English framer's near the Hooghly. Might I be trusted with the commission?
Oh, we would not endure such a thought, would we, Krishna?
No, it is too big an undertaking. It's such a long ride to Calcutta.
No, we can send a servant to do the job.
Oh, do let me. I would have infinite pleasure if I was entrusted with the commission. It will be a precious deposit, and I will treat the painting with utmost care.
Good work. Your lady buffalo is a strong one. You've named her Ganga?
Yes, she is my goddess.
Excellent.
We should have the whole field plowed by sunset.
Work's coming on well, Shumit.
Roy, Dada.
And your jute in the next field is looking green and luscious.
Thanks to my mother's prayers and offerings at the temple, we've had a healthy crop.
With all due respect to your mother, I think it was due more to your diligence and the good weather than any deity's blessing.
I agree entirely. But please, don't tell her that. But Dada, what brings you here today? Anything wrong?
I got your note that you wanted to see me.
I did not expect you to come all the way out into a dirty field. And it is a personal matter. I can't speak of it here. In fact, it is a little embarrassing.
What is it?
I desperately need your advice, Roy Dada. I hope you don't mind. I want to make a proposal of marriage, and I don't... That is... I've never done it before.
I see. You want my opinion on the lady.
And whether it is the right thing to do at my time of life. Am I too young? And how does one go about doing such a thing?
I cannot, in all honesty, given my single status, profess to be an expert in matters of the heart or matrimony.
Dada, I am desperately in love. You must talk some sense into me.
I'll be delighted to be your confidant in this. Come over to the house when you're done here. This evening, we'll share a meal and talk it over. Yeah?
Thank you, Dada. You are most kind.
And we can discuss what you're going to put into this field.
I have some good ideas.
I'm sure you have.
Om Bhurbhorbhasah Tatsavitubhurunyam Bhagavadevasya Dhimadhi Yo Vanno Prachodayat. Om Bhurbhorbhasah Tatsavitubhurunyam Bhagavadevasya Dhimadhi Yo Vanno Prachodayat. Om Swaha.
Emma, Betty, help me up, huh?
Here, Papa, take my hand.
It's getting harder and harder to lift myself from the floor. My knees.
Some gentle stretching. We could call in the best yoga master for you.
Let us see. Has Shahib Elton left for Kolkata?
Yes, this morning by horse, riding all the way himself.
Even as a young man, I would not have attempted so rash a journey just to frame a picture. He is the embodiment of youth and vigor. I must go and get something to eat.
Himati!
Krishna, is everything all right? You look flushed.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your father's prayers.
What has happened?
I received this letter just an hour ago. It was left at Mrs. Goddard's when I was taking my bath. It's from Shumit. He delivered it himself.
Jodhri?
Yes. Oh, please read it. It's a very good letter. At least, I think it is. And he writes as if he loves me very, very much. But I'm not sure.
Really? You want me to read it?
I don't know what to do, Emadi. Well, Emadi, is it a good letter?
Yes, indeed, a very good letter. So good a letter, Krishna, that everything considered, I think his sister must have helped him. I can hardly imagine that the young farmer I saw you speaking with the other day could express himself so well. And yet...
Yet?
It is not written in the style of a woman. It is too strong and concise. Vigorous and decided with sentiments to a point, but not coarse.
Then what should I do?
You must answer it, of course, and speedily.
But, Emadi, what shall I say?
You must write it yourself. You will express yourself properly, I am sure. Your meaning must be unequivocal, no doubts or demurs. You need not be prompted to write with the appearance of sorrow for his disappointment.
You think I ought to refuse him?
Pardon me, Krishna, but I imagined you were consulting me only as to the wording of your refusal. You mean to return a favorable answer?
No! Yes, but that is... No, I do not mean... What shall I say? Tell me what to do, Emadi.
I shall not give you any advice, Krishna. This is a point you must settle with your own feelings.
I had no notion he liked me so very much.
I lay it down as a general rule, Krishna, that if a woman doubts as to whether she should accept a man or not, she certainly ought to refuse him. Marriage is not a state to be safely entered into with doubtful feelings.
Yes, it is a very serious thing. I shouldn't be hesitating. Do you think I should say no?
Not for the world would I advise you either way. At this moment, Shahib Elton is showing your picture to his mother and sisters, telling them how much more beautiful is the original.
My picture? I have almost made up my mind to refuse, Shumit. Do you think I am right?
Perfectly, perfectly right. While you were deciding what to do, I kept my feelings to myself. But now, I should not want to influence your decision. But if you had married a farmer, I could not have visited you. It is forbidden by our laws of caste.
I never thought of that before. How unbearable, how dreadful. What an escape. I could not bear to be parted from you, dear Emma B.
Imagine you, banished to a farmhouse, confined to the society of the illiterate and vulgar all your life. Come, let us find some pen and paper. You must write this letter immediately.
Ali, it is getting dark. Light the lamps and close the shutters.
Yes, ma'am, sharp.
I will never be invited to their farm again.
Instead, you will visit me here and our friendship will grow stronger.
By now, Shumit has got my letter. I wonder what they're all doing. Whether his sister and mother know. If he's unhappy, they will be unhappy too. Oh, I hope he's all right. I hope.
And right now, Elton Shahib has your picture in his possession. He is most probably gazing at it. It is his companion all evening, his solace, his delight.
Elton Shahib.
Yes, the handsome, young and vigorous Elton Shahib.
I just caught a peek of your papa with a yoga mask. Never thought I'd see the day.
I have persuaded him that it would be good for his constitution.
The lady of the house working with her hands.
Roy Dada, I don't trust the gardener. I love this Rajani Gondol. And if he was left to cut flowers for me, the whole bush would be ruined. It was terrifying watching him clearing the undergrowth at the back of the gardens, like a wild man with a machete.
Who are the flowers for?
Krishna is staying with us for a while. I thought I'd make her room smell fresh and sweet, like her.
Let me hold the basket for you. I cannot rate Krishna's beauty as you do, but she is a pretty little creature, and I am inclined to think well of her disposition. In good hands, she will turn out to be a valuable woman.
And the good hands, I hope, may not be wanting.
You are anxious for a compliment. I will concede that you have improved her, cured her of a schoolgirl's giggle. She really does you credit.
Thank you. You do not often overpower me with praise. Can you reach up to that branch for me?
I have reason to believe that your little friend will soon hear of something to her advantage.
Indeed? How so?
A very serious sort, I assure you.
I can think of one thing. Who is in love with her? Who makes you their confidant?
I have reason to believe that Krishna will receive an offer of marriage from a most worthy suitor, Shumit Chaudhary. Her visit to his farm this summer seems to have left him desperately in love, and he means to marry her.
He is very obliging.
He came to supper with me 2 evenings ago. He knows that I have a thorough regard for him and his family, and I believe he considers me as one of his best friends. He wanted to know if I approved of his choice. He always speaks with such good sense. He is an open, straightforward, and very well-judging, an excellent young man. I had no hesitation in advising him to marry. He can afford it. Have you seen how well his jute and indigo crops have grown these past 3 harvests?
I will tell you something in return for what you have told me. He wrote to Krishna yesterday and was refused.
I beg your pardon?
Shumit Chaudhary wrote a letter, a good letter, in which he made a proposal of marriage, and Krishna refused him.
Refused him? What is this foolish girl about?
A man always imagines a woman to be ready for anybody who asks her.
Nonsense! A man does not imagine such a thing. But what is the meaning of this? Krishna refused Shumit? Madness! I hope you are mistaken.
I saw her write her answer, and nothing could be clearer.
Emma, this is your doing. You persuaded her to refuse him.
And if I did, which I am, however, far from allowing, I should not feel that I had done wrong. Chaudhry is a very respectable young man, but I cannot admit him to Krishna's equal, and I'm rather surprised that he should have ventured to address her.
Not Krishna's equal? No, he is not her equal indeed, for he is as much her superior in sense as in situation. Emma, your infatuation with Krishna blinds you. She has no parents and no connections, no provisions above being a common parlor boarder, no relatives, and she is not clever or particularly well-educated. She is pretty and she is good-tempered, but that is all. It would be Chaudhry who is marrying beneath him. The advantage to such a match would be all on her side, not his.
How could you think that a low-caste farmer would be a good match for my intimate friend? The sphere in which she moves is much above his. It would be a degradation.
A degradation to illegitimacy and ignorance. To be married to a respectable, intelligent, and soon-to-be-wealthy farmer?
She is the daughter of a high-caste family. Her surname, Misra, proves the fact.
It is just a surname, nothing more. After receiving a very indifferent education, she is left in an English woman's school to shift as she can, to have Mrs. Goddard's acquaintances. It was good enough for her. She desired nothing better herself. Until you chose to turn her into a friend, her mind had no distaste for her own set. She was happy with the Chaudhrys this summer. She had no sense of superiority over them. You have been no friend to Krishna, Emma.
Krishna is only 17 years of age, just entering into life. Pray let her have time to look about her before accepting her first offer of marriage.
Krishna may not find offers of marriage flowing so fast. Men of our caste would not be very fond of connecting themselves with a girl of such obscurity and would be afraid of the disgrace they might be involved in when the mystery of her parentage came to be revealed. She has no dowry. Let her marry Chaudhry. He loves her.
She has refused him, and so decidedly, I think, has must prevent any second attempt. And she has another, much worthier admirer.
Shumit has no great loss. I hope he does not take too long to get over it. I shall just hint to you that if the English man of cloth Elton is the man, it will all be a labor in vain. Elton may talk sentimentally, but he will act rationally. He is an English man and intends to marry for a vast income. Why else are the English here? To make as much profit as they can. He will not marry an illegitimate Indian girl because it will not advance his station here.
Thank you. If I had set my heart on Shaib Elton's marrying Krishna, it would have been very kind of you to open my eyes. But at present...
I have heard enough of your errant nonsense, Emma. You foolish, meddlesome young woman!
Ah, my flowers! Roy Dada! Roy Dada!
Oh, what a sweet house. There are the yellow curtains that Miss Bates admires so much. This is Elton Shahib's house.
Yes, and I may well be coming to visit you in this house.
Good morning, ladies. A beautiful day, isn't it?
Morning, Shahib Elton. He looks pleased to see you, Krishna.
What's this? Digging, Shumit?
Ramlal got drunk last night. So I'm working the field today.
Surely you could find someone else.
No. I prefer to work myself.
I heard Krishna, Shiv.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
It was a nice letter. Well written. But I don't understand why she... I thought she liked me. I thought Krishna liked me a lot.
Don't give up, Shumit. She's young.
I can't hang on to false hope, Roy Dada. I have to forget her.
Oh, they are so excited.
Oh, but so thin. None of them eat properly.
I have erected a table for you, Nimshab, and piled the sacks up next to you.
Mm-hmm. Out of the way! None of you will get your gifts unless you all queue up.
You do this every year?
Yes, Papa and his father before him. At the festival to the goddess Durga, we hand out gifts to our tenants. A sack of rice, a sack of lentils, and 50 goats are slaughtered for them in honor of Durga Ma, of course.
No wonder they all look so pleased to see us.
I tend to stay indoors when they do the slaughtering.
It is a monstrous sound. All those goats bleating.
Oh, how awful. Oh, look. That child there. He only has one leg.
That's Babulal. He fell down a well as a toddler. Shattered his leg. Gangrene set in and the doctor had to amputate.
Oh, poor dear creature.
These are the sights, Krishna, to do one good. How trifling they make everything else appear. Come, let us get to work.
Ah! Hello, ladies.
Shahib Elton.
How wonderful to see you both in such a charitable exercise.
It is a family tradition.
Oh, rather like Christmas festivities, remembering those who are not so fortunate.
Exactly.
Our religions are not so different. We feel for the wretched. Oh, look at their faces, shining and happy. You ladies have brought a ray of sunshine into their lives today.
And what brings you to the village today, Shahib Elton?
Oh, I was out for a ride, looking to see if there was anything I could do to help ease the locals' burdens. I thought perhaps my little church could help to raise some funds. It may persuade some to come and join my little flock.
Yes, the village needs funds to help engage a local doctor so they don't have so far to walk when a medical emergency arises.
What an excellent, thoughtful piece of advice, Miss Bhattacharjee. I will act on it immediately and go and speak to the village elder about medical needs here. Oh. That's mine. Come on, boys. Good boys. That's my bike. Get on it at once. Ruffians and naughty children. Off! Off, I say!
Don't laugh at him.
You are out here, Emma.
I found the incense and crowds a little stifling. Just need a little air.
May I walk with you a while?
Of course.
Our nieces and nephews are looking well. So is your sister, Bella.
It is good to see her again. Papa is happiest when we are here together. Do you not think the children are even more delightful than before?
Adorable. They're growing up quickly. I remember when you were born.
As you keep reminding me.
I was 16 years old.
And no doubt you were much my superior in judgment at that period of our lives. But does not the lapse of 21 years bring our understandings a good deal nearer?
Yes, but I still have the advantage of you by 16 years' experience and by not being a pretty young woman and spoiled child. Come, Emma. Let us be friends and say no more about it.
Friends? I only want to know that Jodhri is not very disappointed.
A man cannot be more so. Oh. Bitterly disappointed.
I am sorry to hear that.
Mem-Sahib Emma!
Ah, there's the Christian man come to look over our heathen idol-worshipping ceremonies.
You are too hard, Roy Dutta. There is such perfect good temper and goodwill in Shahib Elton as one cannot but value.
Yes, he seems to have a great deal of goodwill towards you.
Me?
If I were you, I would regulate your behavior towards him. I speak as a friend, Emma.
You are quite mistaken.
Mem-Sahib Emma.
He's after some nice brown skin, but with English manners and a pot of gold. Ah, I can see my brother. Excuse me, I will leave you to your admirer.
It is Krishna, he's...
Miss Bhattacharjee. Oh, what an occasion. What a beautiful festival. I have heard stories, but the image of the goddess is truly... Oh, her fiery lotus eyes, her long, long hair.
You have never seen the Durga festival before?
Oh, never in my life. And the image of the Durga spearing the devil with a different weapon in each hand, the paganism of it almost made me faint. Such a lifelike statue.
Oh, Papa uses the same family of artisans every year to make the goddess.
Oh, I understand it is all submerged in the river after 5 days of festivities.
Yes, she goes into the sacred river to return home.
Incredible.
I am really sorry that Krishna is not here today.
Pardon?
Krishna.
Oh, yes.
She has a fever and has been told to rest. Oh,
very good. It could be contagious. Oh. Though, of course, she will be missed at every moment.
Please, do go through to the dining room and have some food.
Will you not join me?
Not immediately. I have many guests to see to. Oh, but I can see Sahib Weston is there with the Bates. Please, do join them.
The air out here is sweet and the moon is up. What is that bird?
It's a nightingale.
Ah, singing us a sweet serenade.
I should go in now.
Wait, I must. There is something...
My hand, Sahib Elton!
I wanted to avail myself of this precious opportunity to declare the sentiments which must already be well known to you.
Sahib Elton?
I know this may be frowned upon by the Hindu caste laws and by some of my English acquaintances, but I must tell you that I adore you, Miss Bhattacharjee. Your skin, your exotic look, your brown eyes and your long black hair have bewitched me. I am ready to die if you refuse me. I am hopelessly in love with you, and I am willing to face banishment from English society so that I can be with you. I pray that you will accept me quickly so that we can be together as man and wife, forge a brave new world together of a mixed, happy marriage.
You forget yourself. You forget Krishna.
Krishna? Oh, what do you mean? It is you I love most ardently, devotedly, with such passion.
No!
Yes!
I am beyond astonishment. After such behavior as I have witnessed during the last month to Krishna, such attentions as I've been in the daily habit of observing.
Miss Misra? Hmm. Oh, Krishna Misra means nothing to me. I never even thought of her in the whole course of my existence, never paid her any attention, but as your friend. I never cared if she were dead or alive, but as your friend. If she has thought otherwise, her own wishes have misled her, and I am extremely sorry, but Miss Misra indeed.
It was to Krishna your attentions were directed.
Who can think of Miss Misra when Miss Bhattacharjee is near?
This is the most extraordinary conduct.
Everything I've said or done for weeks past has been with the sole view of marking my adoration of yourself. You cannot seriously doubt it. No, I am sure. Allow me to interpret this interesting silence. It confesses that you have long understood me.
No, sir, it does not. I have been in a most complete error with respect to your views. Am I to understand that you never thought seriously of Krishna as the woman you admired?
Never. I assure you, I think seriously of Miss Misra. And she is a very good sort of girl, and I wish her well. No doubt there may be men who might not object to... Everybody has their level, but she is not for me. My visits to Shantagar have been for yourself only, and the encouragement I received...
I gave you no encouragement. You have been entirely mistaken in supposing it. I have seen you only as the admirer of my friend. In no other light could you have been more to me than a common acquaintance. I have no thoughts of matrimony at present. Good night, Sahib Elton.
Good night. Shut up, stupid bird. That'll teach you...
He doesn't love me. How dare he raise his eyes to me? In fortune and consequence, I am his superior. Krishna, I talked her into it. Shame on me. Poor, poor Krishna. How will I tell her? What will I say? Oh...
Dear Mr. Bhattacharjee, I am proposing to leave Grampore this morning on my way to Calcutta, where, in compliance with the pressing entreaties of some friends, I have engaged to spend a few weeks. I very much regret the impossibility I am under from various circumstances of weather and business of taking personal leave of you. I shall ever remain grateful to you for your most friendly civilities. If you have any command of me, I shall be happy to attend them. My best compliments, Mr. Elton.
I am so sorry, Krishna. I was grossly mistaken in all my ideas on the subject. I cannot tell you how horrified I was by Elton Shire's proposal to me. I did not welcome it.
You are so beautiful, so accomplished and clever. Why would he not fall in love with you?
Oh, Krishna, forgive me for my foolish observations. Elton is proud, assuming and conceited.
sighs and fine words is all he is good for. How could I have been so deceived? This is my fault.
No, I have nothing to complain about, Emma Dee. The affection of such a man as Elton Shahib would have been too great a distinction. I could never have deserved him.
He could never have deserved you, Krishna.
Nobody but so partial and kind a friend as you would have thought a union between myself and an English vicar possible.
Oh, I am miserable for you and angry at myself.
Emma Dee, I will never love again. There is no one Elton Shahib's equal in goodness. He is my idea of perfection. He is so charitable, always searching for ways to ease the lot of the poor Indian peasant. Such a good man.
He has left Grandpore for a few weeks' holiday with friends in Kolkata. He sent a letter to Papa, so at least we won't have to see him for a while.
He has gone away? Oh, Emma.
Oh. Krishna.
Excellent dancer, Mohshai Bhattacharji.
Indeed. Are you enjoying it, Mama? The dancing, Mama. Are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you. She is exquisite and very skillful.
Mama used to love dancing as a young girl. Oh, not that she did this kind of dancing.
Oh. What?
I was just telling everyone how well you used to dance, Mama.
Very dexterous with my country dancing, I was.
Mama does not hear so well, but it is very remarkable that she should always hear Jane better than she does me. However, she will not find her grandmama at all deafer than she was 2 years ago.
The full 2 years ago that Jane was here?
It really is. Are you expecting her soon? Jane arrives next week. Oh,
that must be a great delight.
Oh, thank you. You are very kind, Roy Babu. Yes, next week. Everybody is so surprised and everybody says the same obliging things. We are both very, very excited to see her.
Your Jane always was a beauty with her grey eyes and dark lashes. Oh, she is so elegant and so musically able. Oh,
thank you. You are very kind. I have always thought she was beautiful, but I am her very partial aunt and therefore I would say that, would I not? Yes, after her poor father and then her mother, my dear sister, died.
Oh.
If it wasn't for the Colonel and Mrs. Campbell in Bombay taking her on, Jane would have had to make do with us both. She has become so close to Miss Campbell. They are like sisters. Jane has known nothing but kindness from the Campbells.
Is it for a visit Jane is coming back to Grandpore?
Oh, a long visit. Oh. And then she must seek employment as a governess. Yeah, Miss Campbell has recently married a Mr. Dixon, and so Jane has decided to make her own way in life. She can no longer live with the Campbells.
I have heard the warm attachment and affection the Campbells had for Jane. Mm. It will be hard on all of them to separate.
But Bombay is too hot, and the summer is sultry and too oppressive there. Jane will be much better off here at home in Grampore.
Is Krishna in good health? She seemed very quiet this evening.
Yes, she is fine.
You do not care for Jane Fairfax, do you?
I could never get acquainted with her.
You don't think it's because you see in Jane the really accomplished young woman that you want to be thought of yourself?
No, absolutely not.
Not a little envious?
Even though I have known Jane since childhood, I find her cold and distant. There is a reserve there which prevents me from getting close. And I am not envious of her being thrown out of the Campbells to make her own way in life. After all, she has been an orphan most of her childhood.
Have you heard? Frank Churchill has written another one of his gushing letters to Mrs. Weston and said he cannot visit as promised.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Weston are so disappointed.
Churchill's a likely in fault, but I dare say he would come if he wanted to.
Why do you say so?
If Frank Churchill had wanted to see his father, he would have contrived it.
You have always been your own master, and so you are the worst judge in the world, Roy Dutta, of the difficulties of dependence. You do not have tempers to manage.
He cannot want money. He cannot want leisure. We know, on the contrary, that this wealthy young Englishman has so much of both, that he is glad to get rid of them at the idlest haunts in the kingdom. We hear of him forever at some hill station or other. A little while ago, he was in Darjeeling proving my point, that he can leave the Churchills when he wants.
By all accounts, he is a very amiable young man, and I am very much looking forward to meeting him.
He is a very weak young man.
Roy Dada, how can you say that? You have never met him.
Well, I don't need to. He's typical of those young English gentry over here, living the life of the lazy rich, full of idle pleasures with Indian servants to do their bidding. He can sit down and write a fine, flourishing letter, full of professions and falsehoods, and persuade himself that he has hit upon the very best method of preserving peace at home and preventing his father's having any right to complain.
You seem determined to think ill of him, but I will not follow suit. Imagine, Roy Dutta, what a sensation his coming will produce. There will be but one subject here in Grampur. We will think and talk of no one but Sahib Frank Churchill.
Well, you will excuse my being so much overpowered. And you would be well advised not to be so enamored with the English.
I will say no more about Frank Churchill. You turn everything to evil. My love for Mr. and Mrs. Weston gives me a decided prejudice in his favor.
I am not prejudiced. But I suspect that his airs and graces, his dispensing flatteries all around, may blind you all to the fact that he is a spoilt, rich English man with no sense of duty.
In part one of Mem Sahib Emma, based on Jane Austen's Emma and written by Tanika Gupta, Emma was played by Manjinder Virk, Roy by Naveen Chaudhary, Bhattacharji Silas Carson, Krishna Maya Sondhi, Sumit Raj Khatak, Mr. Elton Leo Wan, Mrs. Weston Tracy Wiles, and Miss Bates and Mrs. Bates Meera Sayal. Memsahib Emma was directed by Tracy Neal.
And you can hear the second part of Memsahib Emma at the same time next week. And tomorrow afternoon, Joseph Wilde will star in his own drama in which a man leaves the comfort of the city to find his estranged brother living somewhere in rural Somerset. Integral to the drama is music by Tim Van Eyken that incorporates the sounds of the Somerset Levels. That's Wild Song tomorrow afternoon at 2:15. And just a couple of minutes away, Norwegian literature is on the agenda in Open Book.